Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Arnie Reshef and Ishmael Moses Abbas of Shmur. It's kind of going to sound like Meir Zeb. Moshe Mesh Nari Sol Moshe Mordechai. Chai Chavit Fega Bas Nas Vibat. Mechad Ispasi. Rusp to us to the Ravida. Agad Vash Ruchayim Suchat Sechal Atzea. And this is based in the Torah of Marina Barbana, the Rosh Yeshiva's Shlita. In the parish of the Moadim, Vayikra Chav Gimel Lamed Zayin, after the Torah talks about the Moed of Chag HaSukkos, and it looks like the Moedim are finished, the Torah says, Elu Moedei Hashem, Asher Tikru Asa Mikrai Kodesh, Milvad Shabsos Hashem, Milvad Kol Matnoseichem, etc. And then the Pasuk comes back to Sukkos, and it says, Ach, B'chamishas Yom L'chodesh HaShvi, and then it talks about the taking Arba Minim, and sitting in the Sukkah, for 7 days. So we have to understand what's going on over here. It looks like we are finished. We already spoke about all the Moadim. And then just like it looked when we're finished, we just started again. We go right back into Sukkos and Sukkos Bedafka. So we'd like to understand what this is about. Why it concludes the Moadim, Eile Moadei Hashem, and then it just keeps going on with Sukkos. In the Seder HaTfilah, of all the Gimel Moadim, we talk about the uniqueness of that time. On Pesach we say Zman Chiruseinu, Shavu is Zman Matan Toraseinu, and on Sukkos we say Zman Simchaseinu. Now, the common denominator of all the Moadim is that they're all Moadim L'Simcha. So why is Dafka Sukkos called Zman Simchaseinu? All the Moadim are Zman Simchaseinu. So the union begins at the beginning of the month. It says in the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah V'Asisam, instead of a Kraftim, that it says in all of the Karbanos. And this Chazal explained, Kevin Shamaratim L'Fanai B'Din, Ma'alani aleichem kilo naaseis in birya chadasha. When we're omid bedin in front of a Kadosh Baruch Hu sees us as if we're a new birya, as if we're created anew. So we see here that the avodas hayom of Rosh Hashanah is to become a new person, the asisem to become a birya chadasha. Nan v'kraftem v'asisem. Make yourselves a birya chadasha. A new creation. We also say in the tefillos of Rosh Hashanah, Yom Haras Olam, B'chinat Heirayon, a new beginning, a new creation. The Gemar, the birth, is on Yom Kippur, which is has a relationship of a chasima to the ksiva of Rosh Hashanah. That's Yitzias Adam before Lekrat HaShanah Chadasha. That's the actualization of a person towards the new year, ksiva, chasima of Yom Kippur. And in the Ma'amarim of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur of Ma'an Rosh Hashiva Zatzal, we learn that even though there's no difference between the Hakrabas Musaf and Rosh Hashanah and other Musafim, nevertheless, there's a new kavana that one has to have. The Asisim and the Musaf of Rosh Hashanah is mechayiv a certain surah of isyachsus to what's being done in these days. In other words, a new creation in the world, in general, and b'tzura sa'adim b'furat. And therefore, even Aseres Yimei Tshuva, where Osek B'Tikun Adam, Lifnei Haleda, they're not shayach to Klal Anhagas Hashanah. They're shayach to the creation of the world, not the Anhaga of the year, but the very creation of the year. Hitavut Chadasha, And this hitavut, this coming into being, is Rosh Hashanah starts and then through Yom Kippur. These are the days that we elevate ourselves above the natural metzias. These are days of machshava l'tichnun abriya, yom harat olam. So in the world of machshava, like Tosis tells us that the world was created before Al and Nisan, but b'machshava and Tishrei. So this is when the world is coming into God's mind, so to speak. The world of machshava, and the world of when you bring the carbon, in the world of machshava, you have to be thinking that you are new people. It's a new world, a naya velt. The sheresh of this is at the beginning of Bria Sa'adam. It says Vayitzer with two yuds. By other Nivram, it says Vayitzer with one yud. Rashi explains Bereshis 2:7 that there are two yitziris, one for Elam Hazeh and one for Tchias HaMesim. The yitzirah for Tchias HaMesim is a new creation, a giving of a new life. And that takes root very, very deep in a person. This new life that we have is very, very deep in a person. And that's what's called in Chazal the Etzem Haluz. That it remains, and that's what comes out of Tchias HaMesim when we're reborn. The obligation of a person in Rosh Hashanah, V'asisem, is to fit your kavana with what's happening in the person. Ki'ilu na'aseisim birya chadosha. And at the end of these elevated days, we talk of become a birya chadosha like the Rambam in Hilchos Tshuva. Ani acher ve'eini oiso ish she'oso oisan ha'maisim. I'm a different person, I'm not the same person that did those maisim. We see in the Pachad Yitzchak and Yom Kippur, Maimar Aleph, Oshei. And for that reason, the Yigim Omidus begin with the Shem Havaya. That's the name that creates everything. New creation. And these two Shem Havayas, there's one before the sin, one after the sin. That's parallel to the two Yuds of Vayitzer, of the creation of man. One before the sin, one after the sin. And that's what we're doing on, we say the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim, that He created us before we sinned, and now there's a new Ma'adura, Ma'adura Chadasha, a new addition, a new version of us after the sin. He's creating us anew, the two yuds of Ayitzer. And it's all encapsulated within the person. Amok, amok, betoch ha'adam. In Parashas Achremos, in the Seder Avodas Yom HaKippurim, it says, Bezos yavo aron al ha'kodesh, etc. Ksainis ba'ad kodesh yilbash, etc. V'rachatz b'mayim es b'saru u'levesham. This aron will go to the kodesh, it'll wear ksainis ba'ad, wash with water his flesh and wear the garments. So we can be medayik over here. Shebchom makom, kshamedubar al tefila v'tara, the lashon of v'rochatz es b'saru b'mayim. We talk about purifying yourself. The lashon is you wash your flesh with water. First b'saru, and then the mayim. And here it's fakert. V'rachatz b'mayim es b'saro. We have to understand why. In Rashi, brings in the pasuk, Oso ayom ton tvila b'chol chalifosev. Chamesh b'mayalach. Every time he changes, he requires tvila, kiddushetayim v'raglayim. So, normally, person's ratzon is that the tamei should become tar from his tumah. In order to become tar, he has to come into the water. Barachat is b'saru b'mayim. Whereas here, the mechuvin is primarily that he should come into the water. What should come into the water? His basar. Normally the kavani is that the person should become tar. In order to become tar, he comes into the water. V'rachatz es b'saru, the basar wants to be tar, so therefore it goes into the water. But here, we start with the water. The ikar is the water. What comes into contact with the water? The basar. Berachatz b'mayim es b'saru, and then ulevesham. And then you wear the big day kahuna. Because every tvila is a return to the beginning of creation. And in the Maisa Bereshis, the first mitzias is water. In Maisa Bereshis, it all starts with water. The Torah doesn't tell us that the water was created. It just says, Ruach Elokim Rachefes al Pnei HaMayim. Chomi Shetzarech Litar, Tzarech Lachzor LaMitzius, says us, Anikra Yismayim. Anybody who becomes tar has to go back to this mitzvah called water. Just like everything was water at the very beginning. Water is the first koach of Bereshis. A person can't live in the water. When he comes out, he's a new bria. It's like he died in there, because there's no true existence in water. So he comes out a new bria. And that's what it means, Kadeshi Etar. How does a person become pure? Because he becomes a new Metzias when he goes into this, he goes back to the beginning of Bereshis. So that's the point here. Barachatz b'mayim es b'saru. The ikar is to come into contact with the water, with the Bereshitiyut, with the beginning. The Hishavus. Normally a person goes into the water, the ikar is becoming tar. And how does the water make him tar? Because he's going back to the beginning. He's becoming a Briah Chadasha. So here the emphasis is not on the person becoming Tahar. The emphasis is on the water. Rachatz b'mayim es b'saru. Because this is the special time, Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, where we're going back to creation, beginning of creation. So normally when you become Tahar, that's how you become Tahar. They're going back to the creation, but the other ikar is to become tar. That's the mechuvin, to be tar. Here, the ikar mechuvin on Yom Kippur is to become a biryach. Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur is to become a biryach hadasha. That's why the emphasis is on the water, not on you. Because you go back and become a biryach hadasha by going to the water. The water is the beginning. Every time he changes clothing, he has to go back to the water. Each time he obviously is on a higher madrega, elevating himself more and more. But it's not just a matter, it's not just a chitimtzi, it's just a means to become tar. The ikar is going back to the beginning. The ikar is the water. The bereshitiyut. So it's like a aseres meitshuv is the herayon, is like the herayon, and then towards the leida, the chasim of Yom Kippur. So all the aseres meitshuv, all the avodas are in the world of machshava from Heroyon to Leida, but the hishavos hasn't come to a concrete revelation. Not only that, in the parasha of Slichos Egel, Yom Kippur is the end of that. It says, "Seyomer Hashem salachti kidvarecha." Salachti kidvarecha. And there it says, "Ani avir kol tuvi al panecha, but upanai lo yiro." Kol tuvi, all of my good is hidden away. What did he show Moshe? He showed him his derech and the slichas avonos, yud gimel midas harachamim, that are pole against all the makatrigim alachet, that act against all those who are prosecuting us. And through that he can understand how much good is hidden in Hashem's storehouse, how much he wants to give us, how much he wants to forgive us. Chazal already tell us, Shmos Rabba, Tanchuma, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed Moshe Otzus Matnes Chara Matnes Chinam B'chanoisi Yis Asher Ochoin. Aval Kol Zeh Lo Haya B'Ma'ariv B'Hed Yehofanei Lo Yiro. He didn't see it, but it was there. It wasn't Behedia, but it was implied, implicit. So after the new person comes into the world, when he gets Hashem's Slicha, that's the Slicha Se'egel, which is on Yom Kippur. So then comes Sukkos. Sukkos is when man comes out into the world. That's the after man comes out to the world, Yom Kippur, the Hisava starts Rosh Hashanah, then the Leid is like on Yom Kippur, we're redeemed, we're forgiven, and then come the days of Sukkot. Because of Tazos L'dor Acharon Vam Nivra Yehalel Yah, famous Pasuk Tehillim 112:19. Write this for the last generation, and a nation is created in praising God. What nation is created, asks the Medrash? These are the Doros that are like dead in their deeds, and they daven for Hashem Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, and you create them anew. And what do? They take the Hadas, the Lulav, they pray, praise you. As it says, Va'am Nivra Yehalel Yah. A nation is created, they're going to praise you. So here it said that after we're recreated, Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, comes the Avodah of Sukkot of Hillel of praising. The Hillel, this praising, is a Maisa of Gilui of revelation. The whole Avodah Sachag is to bring to this revelation, to the Chush, to the senses, that it should be clear. It shouldn't be in the world of the hidden. Whatever was Ganuz, whatever was Sussum, whatever was stored away during the Aseret and Mechuvah, this Man of Isavus, which is above Olam Haz, is now coming out on Sukkot. So we go out and we praise Hashem. Hallel is Miloshon light, like we see in Job 29:3. Behilo Neiro Ale Roshi, the lighting of the candle. Hallel is light. That's the Simcha of Chag HaSukkot. Until now, Slicha was a proof of the Kol Tuv, of all the good that God has to give us. All the Oitzvos of Schar, like we saw in the Medrash. But now, B'Simcha Sakha Chag, they're revealed. Even if it's only Me'ein to Me'ein. But now that's praise, now it's more in the world of the revealed and not of the hidden. From Rosh Hashanah to Yom Kippur, it's more hidden. Comes Sukkot, now it's revealed. We're in the world of light, Hallel, Behilo Nero, of praise. We ask the question on the Nusach of Zman Simchaseinu. Every Zman is Zman Simchaseinu. So the Rosh Hashivah Zitzal would say a mashal. There's a person that he has a Simcha because of a reason. So he's as happy as the reason that causes the Simcha. But somebody who's b'shoyresh about Simcha, all he needs is something little, and then all the Simcha just comes out, flows from him. So to on Sukkot, we pour 3 lugs of water into the tom, to the depths in the Mizbeach, but this tom is filled with water. So to b'simcha sachag, the Yisoyres of Simcha, Zman Simchaseinu, is from the Mayonis of Kol Tuv. After all of the Slicha, which were behind all the Slicha was the Kol Tuv. All the good of God was waiting for us. It was hidden. It was down there. It was in the depths. It was in the Tahom, the abyss. And it was waiting for us. Comes Sukkot, and then it comes out from the Tahom. It's like a person who's Samech Be'etzem. One little thing happens, and all the Simcha breaks out. Here also. Pour a little bit of water in there, and then it connects to all the water that's down in the depths, all of the Slicha, all of the good. That was hidden deep in the recesses of the Mizbech and deep in the recesses of our soul. Like the Rambam says about the Simcha Yisera, even though all the Moados, it's a Mitzvah to be Samech, and the Mikdash and Sukkot with Simcha Yisera, with Smachtam of Hashem Lekechem. Because all in Yanei Achag are Soyve Val Gilui V'Yidia. Man Yedu Doroi Seichem. We have to know. We have to look at the schach. We have to be able to see the schach. And we take the Arba Minim, Lahalel, Vam Nivra Yehalel Yah. Chazal already say, cited by the Ritva in Sukkah 37b, that each one of the Arba Minim is Meramiz and Hashem. That's the special Simcha, Zman Simchaseinu. Above the Moadim Simcha, also all the Moadim were B'Simcha. But here it's a much greater Simcha, because here there's all the Kol Tuvi, all the good, all the Slicha, all the Hisavos, the new creation of Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur, which was down in the depths, in the Tahom. Then we pour a little bit of water in there, like we do by Nisach HaMayim, and it touches all that water. There's already so much water there. And so too, we have so much good inside of us, so much Slicha, and then it all bursts forth on Sukkot. That's the special Zman Simchaseinu, in addition to the Moadim B'Simcha. We have the Arba Minim, each one is Merami Zan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have the Man Yedu Dor HaSeichem, that we know, we see the Schach. So all Gimel Regalim are times of Simcha, but this is special Simcha, this is Simcha of Am Nivra, of seeing that we're recreated. When Yaakov told Yosef, when Yaakov was told that Yosef is alive, he said, Rav Od Yosef Beni Chai, Rashi says, Rav li oit simcha v'chedva. I have a lot of joy. Since Yosef ben Chai, my son Yosef, is alive. In other words, Yosef Chai means that Yaakov is alive. Like Chazal say, if his seed is alive, he's alive. It's not only life. Ela rav li oit hasef is chayim. I have even more life. Rav li oit simcha v'chedva. Now that Yosef is alive, I'm more alive. And so too, the added simcha of sukkah, simcha yaseira, like the Rambam says, the extra simcha. Tosefos, after the Gemara of Parashas Moedim, we said, Eilu Moedei Hashem. These are the Moedim. They're all gevaldik. They're simchadik. Have a good time. Eat, drink, be merry. Get together with your family. Go to a five-star hotel somewhere exotic, like Yerushalayim, and enjoy yourselves. But then after that's finished, Eilu Moedei Hashem, then you have a new parasha. Ach! B'chamishasar. There's an extra simcha that wasn't misgal in the other Moedim. And how do you do that? You're in front of Hashem now. You're lifnei Hashem. And you take these Arabic meaning, which are meramis on Hashem. And you sit in the schach, which is also a gilui that you're in Hashem's shadow. B'sukkas teishvu. Shmiras anani akob. L'man yedu. You feel you have this hashgacha that b'sukkas hoshavti es b'nei Yisrael. So after we finish the Moedim, parish of the Moedim, we continue on. Talking again about Sukkot, because there's a Simcha Yaseira of Sukkot that's beyond the other Moedim. As we explain, it comes on the heels of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur. Ba'advarim me'irim kasapirim baruch Hashem. And hopefully we'll revisit this topic. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friends.